Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Amy Hall. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has announced restrictions for Sydney's New Year's Eve celebrations. 5 new locally acquired COVID-19 cases have been recorded in the state. New Year's celebrations in the city will be subject to a 10-person limit on household gatherings. Those wanting to watch Sydney's fireworks display in person will also need to get a permit from Service New South Wales. Ms. Berejiklian says the restrictions are needed to manage the risk of spreading coronavirus.
No matter where we are in New South Wales or Australia in the world for that matter, can enjoy the 7-minute display from home. And that is the safest way this year to enjoy the fireworks.
A woman who left hotel quarantine in Perth and was later caught by police has tested negative for COVID-19. Australian citizen Jenny Dubois was required to stay in hotel quarantine for 14 days upon her arrival from Spain. The 49-year-old could now be fined up to $50,000 or spend 12 months in jail after leaving her accommodation early. Health Minister Roger Cook says changes will be made to ensure breaches of hotel quarantine don't happen again in WA.
Obviously, they have to work in the best interests of that person's health and well-being, but also in the interests of making sure the facility is secure. But look, I don't make any excuses. It's not good enough.
Health officials in Europe are urging the most vulnerable people to get vaccinated as countries begin mass immunisation programs. Countries in the European Union are showing different strategies on who to prioritise first. Italy is focusing on health workers, France on the elderly, while in the Czech Republic, Greece and Slovakia, political leaders are at the front of the queue. I'm Amy Hall. This is SBS News in Easy English.